Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's me. Hi. I'm the problem. It's me. Guys, I'm in a mood right now. Welcome back to Making Moves. It's your girl, TK. I'm like, why have I not been recording my solos like this whole time? I've been uncomfortable all up in here, like I'm at a business meeting or an interview when I could be chilling and vibing, which I just learned this. I was today years old when I found out vibes is short for vibrations. Is anyone else a dumbass and just figured that out? Because I did. And I only figured it out because someone else tweeted that. I can't remember who it is. I want to say it was my friend Nazrin, but I also want to say it wasn't. Maybe it was Aaron Idelson. I don't know. Someone tweeted it and I was like, that is major T, because I say vibes a lot, kind of in a sarcastic way, but it's definitely in my everyday vocabulary and I'm just out here throwing vibes around, not even knowing what it actually means. So it's short for vibrations, which obviously makes sense. Good vibrations. I just start breaking out into song anytime anything I say reminds me of a song. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of your girl just babbling, vibing. If you are on a motherforking hot girl walk or run right now, please, or if you're cleaning, I don't care whatever the fork you're doing, I want you to whip out your little celly, put it on 0.5, turn it around, and get a good angle of yourself and take a funny photo of you listening to this podcast while you're cleaning or running or whatever the fork it is, or screenshot your stats on Strava or your Apple Watch. I don't fucking care. Just document that you're listening to this podcast while you're doing something productive, because you don't understand how much that feeds my soul and also fuels my ego. But we don't have to talk about that. No, I've been popping off with the Making Moves TikTok account, and I want to make TikToks of you guys listening to my podcast while you're doing like insane things, like going on your hot girl runs and stuff, which, by the way, some of you, I guess, are little runners. So I'm like, do we start a running club? Because that would be fun. And then we have like a goal of how many miles we need to run per week. That would be cool. Anyway, please take a photo, document it, or take a video. That's even better. On 0.5. And please DM it to me so I can save it and put it in one of the TikToks, because I think that would be really fun to have a little recurring TikTok of all the girly pops that listen to Making Moves while they're doing something epic, because that is what a Making Moves listener does. In fact, let me just explain to you how I picture a Making Moves listener to be like. She's in her 20s, okay? She could be a little under 20s or older 20s, in her 30s or in the teens, but the median age is in her 20s. She is probably single. She probably lives in a big city or has the desire to move to a big city. She definitely is a go-getter and wants to better herself, is working on, you know, finding the best version of herself, but she's not there yet. So that's why she's listening to this podcast and other like-minded podcasts, because she likes to, you know, go through it with me and other podcast hosts that are going through it. Okay. She also appreciates a trend and style. She's up to date on TikTok drama, but it doesn't consume her. She's the life of the party. She knows what she wants. Okay. That is a Making Moves listener. And I love it. And she appreciates a bold gal and a bold lip. Okay. That's the Making Moves listener. Did I describe you? Because if I didn't, that's a little embarrassing. But I feel like we all have something out of all of those things in common, which is so cool that we have this little community here. And let me know if you guys have any ideas on how to make this feel more like a community. I don't want to start a Facebook page because those just start drama. And people are like, this other influencer posted blah, blah, blah. Oh my God, they look so bad. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I hate that negative energy bullshit. I do not like negative talk about anyone, especially other people in my field. So that will not be tolerated on the Making Moves community page, which is why I'm not going to do a Facebook page. But I'm like, is there something else you guys recommend? Is that just like TikTok for us? I don't know. Let me know if you have any ideas. I could start a group me, I guess, but I'm like, is that big enough? I don't know. Let me know what your ideas are. Let me give you a quick update on how my past week has gone. Right now, it is Wednesday. I'm not going to lie, y'all. I feel really tired this week. I feel like I'm just like laggy. You know when your social media or like your phone or your internet's just a little slow, like randomly on a day, it just like feels off. That's how I feel. Feeling a little laggy. I'm feeling a little slow. I'm feeling a little spinning rainbow. Okay. For my Mac girlies out there. I think it's because last weekend I went really hard with just like socializing, not really even with drinking, but I did have drinks and I haven't been drinking at all because I've been trying to do 75 medium, which, by the way, we're officially 75 medium, 75 soft, because I just the 75 hard went off the rails. But one day I was really, 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 really sad. Gosh, I miss that era of TikTok. Like the, I know I fucked up, I'm just a loser, shouldn't be with. Can you imagine if I could sing? Like, I would be unstoppable. I mean, that would be crazy. If I could sing, I literally wouldn't know what to do with myself. I would be doing everything. I would have the biggest ego in the world. I would be vibing and thriving everywhere. I wouldn't shut up. And I already don't shut up. So that would be crazy if I could sing. I've been feeling a little laggy. So anyway, I think I don't have a cold. I'm just knocking on wood. But I feel like I could get sick if I didn't take care of myself this week. So that's what I've been doing. I've been drinking Emergency. I've been drinking a lot of water and just like taking care of my health and wellness. Like a Making Moves listener would. Also, are you guys like the Dirty Forkers? Do you watch my videos on YouTube? I would love to know that. Comment down below. Are you watching Making Moves and TK's Juicy Vlogs? Because I'm like, do we come up with a Making Moves listener name? Like the Making Moves daddies. The Making Moves moms. The Making Moves... I don't know. I'm going to need help with this one. So comment down below what you want to be called. Because the Dirty Little Forkers, I feel like, are different. But are they the same? I don't know. I guess, like, when I think about, like, the Jake Paulers, they're just everywhere, you know? It's not just on YouTube. Right? So, yeah, I've been feeling a little laggy. I think it's because, guys, I'm such a little germaphobe now. Like, I have always been weird with sharing drinks, but now I'm like, I know I'm sick because I shared a drink with someone this weekend. And it was like they passed it around to someone and I'm like, oh, why did I do that? And normally I wouldn't be that in tune with like me sharing a drink. But now I'm like, stupid idiot. I probably am feeling sick because of that. So this is your sign. Be selfish. Don't share a drink for once. Anyway, I've been really tired. I haven't been sleeping well. I think partly because I'm really excited for my Italy trip. Like, I have pre-trip jitters in the best way. Like, it's like, I'm excited. It's just adrenaline. I'm excited, but also a little nervous. And I love that feeling of being excited and a little nervous. Basically, I ordered two dresses. The first dress I ordered was from MacDougall, which I hope I'm saying that right. And here's the thing. It's this like magenta, really like, it's almost like a deep hot pink dress that I thought would just look so good on me. And not to say that it looks bad on me, but it doesn't fit well. Like, I feel like something with the design of MacDougall, it just feels off. So then I was like, okay, I don't fucking love this. And like, I want to fucking love my dress because one, I'm going to be in Italy and I just want to feel hot and like have the best time. And it's one of my best friend's weddings. So I just, and she's like, Haley, whose wedding it is, she is like one of the most fun people I've ever met in my entire life, which is why I'm so excited, because wherever she goes, she brings the heat. She brings the energy. We could literally be in a box and she would make it fun. Like, she is that friend. And she specifically asked all of her guests to dress with like lots of color, lots of spice, essentially. She's having, like, some people are wearing cool things in their hair or like a hat. She's just like welcoming, eclectic, cool, spunky style, which y'all know I'm all about. But I feel like because that is welcome, it's like stressing me out more. And it's so funny because I am the bold type, but shout out the bold type. Forgot about that show. I am the bold type. Now that it's a requirement, stressing me out a little. So then I was like, let me just bite the bullet and get the dress I've always wanted. Because when I first met Patricia Flack, which is my cousin's fiance, I remember creeping on her Instagram and I saw her wearing this light blue dress to a wedding in Italy that lives quite literally rent-free in my head. She looked like Cinderella, but in the best non-chuggy, hot princess way. And it just looks so good with her blue eyes and blonde hair. And literally, the amount of times I bring up this dress to her, I'm like, the blue dress. Like, every time I'm with her, I'm like, the blue dress. I basically, you know how I told you guys in a podcast episode a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I note things or I table things. I do that with outfits or dresses. Like, this is just how my brain works. Ever since I saw that damn photo, it has been living rent-free in my head. And I have asked her periodically, like, where'd you get that dress? Do I need it? And she speaks so highly about it. So I said, fuck it. I don't like this magenta dress. It's just like, it's looks okay. I could get away with wearing it, but I don't feel 11 out of 10. I feel just like 6 out of 10 in it, or 7 out of 10. So I went crazy and I was like, let me order this blue dress, which, by the way, is a small fortune. It's like, I think, a $500 dress. But in my head, I was like, you know what? I'm so excited about this wedding. I really want to look really cute in it. I'm going to make a ton of videos about it. And then on top of that, I can definitely rewear it, or I could sell it afterwards. So I'm definitely going to do one of those things. Maybe I could sell it to one of you guys if you want to wear it to a wedding. But this is like the wedding to wear, like, kind of a poofy, elegant, bold dress. So I ordered the dress. It comes. I put it on. It fits, but it's just like a little too snug. And also, the material isn't that great. And I'm disappointed because I've, like I said, this dress has lived rent-free in my head for so long. So I was like, what do I do? For the longest time, I was like, let me make this work. And guys, dead ass, I was busting my ass in the gym because I was like, I want this to feel good, blah, 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 blah. And then just this week, I had the realization. I'm like, girl, this is so embarrassing to say, but I was like, girl, clothes are meant to fit my body. My body isn't meant to fit a dress. Like, clothes are meant to fit my body, right? So I was like, let's just return it. It might be past the date, which means I'll have to sell it on Poshmark or something, which it's fine. It's not that big of a deal. I'll figure it out. So then I went back to the drawing board and I was like, let me order another dress. But I'm so damn worried about not loving it, because I am like in this mentality, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. So if I'm not like, hell yes, this is the one, because you know deep down if it's the right fit, literally, whether it's a dress or it's a guy or it's an opportunity or it's an apartment you're moving into, like, you know deep down in your intuition, the Making Waves listener knows. We're smart, okay? We know what is a good fit for us. And I've been so stressed about finding the perfect thing that I feel good in, because I feel like I used to shop based on trends or what looked good on the model. And now I'm very aware, like, I'm shopping based on styles that I know look good on my body. So I know I have a larger chest area. I have some yitties, okay? So like, a cowl neck doesn't look good on me, or like a high neck doesn't look good on me, because it just makes me look bigger than I am. I feel like it's not as flattering. It makes my shoulders look really big, etc. On the other hand, like, corset-y type bustier dresses and shirts and tops and things like that look good on me. So that's kind of what I'm looking for when I'm shopping. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 hard challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk, nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
So I ended up ordering, I'm not even kidding you, probably five dresses. One of them being a size up in the MacDougal blue dress. Because it fits in some parts, but in other parts, it doesn't fit. So I was like, let me just get it big and then I can get it tailored. Which, you know, the clock is ticking because I leave in less than 2 weeks. So there's that. And then on top of the MacDougal dress, I ordered four other rando dresses. Actually, five. Two are from House of CB. Two are from, I think, Bloomingdale's. And one is from Nordstrom. So I get home from my season finale of season two of Are You Smarter Than an Influencer? So epic. If you were there, I love you. By the way, we hit over 1 million likes on the stream. I think we hit like 1.3 million likes. Is that not the most bananas thing you've ever heard of? Like, imagine the views. Okay, anyway, sorry. That's my analytical side getting into this. You guys are really hearing how my brain works this episode. Please, if you enjoy this type of chaotic episode, please let me know because, I mean, I'm down to be chaotic all the time. This is how I am all the time. I don't have an outline for this episode, so I'm just like, this is very off the cuff for me. So I get home. There's a bunch of packages outside my door, mainly from Amazon because I've been into ordering organization things. I bring all the packages inside. I see ones from Nordstrom. I'm elated. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I have my hair and makeup done right now. Like, I cannot wait to try on this dress because isn't that the worst when you like look like absolute shit and you get something new in the mail, like a new dress you're excited about. Then you try it on and you're like, okay, but picture it with hair and makeup done. That's like me when I explain to my friends a guy that I'm about to go on a date with on Hinge. I'm like, no, trust me. Like, he's cute in real life. That's me when I'm trying on a dress when I don't have my hair and makeup on because it's just like it elevates the look so much, especially if it's like a high neck dress. You want your hair up, etc. So and like you don't have the right heels, whatever. So I was like pretty much ready. I was like 3/4 of the way ready to put this dress on because I had my hair and makeup done. Like I didn't have the heels. I didn't have the accessories, but had the hair and makeup done. So I was so excited. I rip open the package. By the way, I'm dead tired because after I do any type of live show, it's so high energy. And I had been there since 3 p.m. and I like got home at, I don't know, 9 p.m. or something or 10. I don't know. So I rip open the package. Guess what the fork is in this package? It's this ugly ass blue flower print. It's like a grandma dress, like the type of like not chic. Okay. Wrong dress. Wrong forking dress. And unfortunately, the little paper that has like the receipt of what I ordered on it says that it's the dress I ordered. So someone packed it wrong. So now I need to figure out how to get the dress that I ordered from Nordstrom. But thank God it's Nordstrom because one, their shipping is so quick, which I did pay for fast shipping, and the return policy is the best. So I hope I get it squared away today. But yeah, I'm having drama with the dresses. Two of the dresses are red, which I know that's like a controversial topic. Can you wear red to weddings? Whenever I get married, they're more than welcome to wear red because one, red is like one of my favorite colors. But Haley Ringo, who is the bride, is like, bitch, I would love nothing more than to see you in red. So I ordered two red options because at first I was taking off the table, and then I texted her and I was like, Haley, I don't know what to do. Can I wear a black dress? Like, because it is black tie, so you are allowed to wear black. But I was like, should I wear black or navy? Like, the dresses I got aren't cute, blah, 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 blah. She was like, bitch, wear red. And I was like, oh, I just haven't been looking at red dresses. So I ordered two red dresses. Both of them were from House of CB. I hope they fit well. I also ordered one black one and then I think two colored ones. So we'll see how they turn out. Wish me luck. I just want to feel hot and like hot and pretty on the day of the wedding, especially because, guys, I'm like, there's going to be a hot guy there. Like, I want to feel my best. And the thing you also have to consider when it comes to weddings is, like, this isn't just a red carpet where you go get your photo and leave. Like, I want to be able to dance in this dress. I want to be able to eat in this dress. I want to be able to move around and whatever, do other things, go into the bathroom. Like, it needs to last me the whole day, and I want to feel hot the entire day. Not, like, physically, like, hot, but, like, so hot. That type of hot. So, yeah. And I want it to be one of those dresses where it's just like from any angle. Like, I know people or so many friends that are going to be at this wedding that are going to be taking photos from every which way. And I'm like, I need a dress that looks good from every angle. Because, you know, there's those dresses where it's like, okay, but like only get me from the front or only get me from the side, etc. So, yeah, that was the dress fiasco. It'll be fine. I'm thinking of red dress from Jonas Brothers or Nick Jonas. Oh, I finished Jury Duty last night. Great forking show. If you haven't watched it, it's so funny and it's so easy to watch. At first I was like, is this like what's with the hype? And by the end of it, it was really sweet. It made you feel all the things, which is something I look for when I watch anyone on the internet or a show. I either want to be entertained or feel something in some capacity, whether it's I feel sad, I feel happy, I feel inspired. And it really made you hit a lot of those emotions, which I think is what makes a great show. So if you're a content creator, always think about that. Like, how is this piece of content going to make someone feel afterwards? Did they learn something new? Did they feel excited for me? Did they feel sad for me? Were they shocked? You just want to make someone feel something when they watch it. Otherwise, they're bored and it feels like a waste of time. The Are You Smarter Than an Influencer show was so fun. The season finale was me as the host, James Charles, Jake Shane, aka Octopus Lover, It's Iconic, aka Keelan, aka Georgia Peach, love her, Tristan and Brooke Averick and Tristan Watson, and Crystal, who I love Crystal so much. She is like an iconic TikTok live creator, but she's also a vice principal at a middle school. And she's been making the coin on TikTok live, which, by the way, if you didn't know that, you can make bank on TikTok live, which is like, why the fork am I not going live more? I don't know. I need to figure it out. But Crystal has been making the coin on TikTok live and I'm so happy for her. And she's also so entertaining. So definitely go follow all of them. But it was such a fun episode. And I'm so sad that the season's over, but I'm praying to the TikTok gods that the analytics were good enough. I think every episode we had like outbeat each episode. And I'm just praying that TikTok wants to bring me back for another season 3, because, guys, I've just been loving this hosting thing. It feels super natural to me. It feels like I'm living my dream. Like, actually, I feel like there's very few times in my life where I can, like, wholeheartedly say that. For so long, I was like, no, I'm a producer. And I would like dumb down me wanting to be a host because I had so many people in my ear saying like I couldn't do both or they couldn't see it or whatever. But it's like, it's not about what other people think or what they can see for you, because they don't forking know you at the end of the day. They don't know what you're capable of. They don't know what you have to offer. And honestly, they couldn't forking do it. It's hard for them to picture something they couldn't do. So all of that to say is, if you have a very strong desire to pursue something that no one in your life gets or understands or is supportive of, that's okay. You still need to listen to that little desire that just like keeps popping up in your head, because you never know Well, first of all, that could most likely be what is the it factor about you and what makes you the most successful and makes you the most money and whatever. Normally, it's that little desire that you keep shoving down and you're like, oh, I'll do that when I'm less busy. Oh, I'll do that. You're pushing to the side. You really need to be intentional, Dirty Forkers or Making Moves listeners. I'm going to encourage you this week to write in your journal and write down those little things you're afraid to admit to people that you want to pursue. Right now, I'm going to be really candid with you. I would love to try acting. I don't know why I've been afraid to say that. I think it's because I have zero experience with it. I did do acting camps when I was younger, but like, I don't count that at all. And I realize how hard it is. And to be frank, I'm chilling right now. I love social media. I love hosting. Like, those things are going well for me. Thinking about getting into acting is like super scary because I know I have nothing to lose, but also it's weird thinking about, I guess, wasting time focusing on something that couldn't come to fruition. But I guess that's a risk I'm willing to take because it's something I've always thought about doing. So anyway, I at least just want to try it. I'm not going to be bothered if nothing comes from it or if I like never get a gig or whatever. I just want to know that I tried it because I want to see if I like it. I kind of have a feeling it's going to be either on one end of the spectrum. Like, it's either going to be I fucking love it or I hate it. So I just want to kind of scratch that itch because I don't want to be like 35 with a kid being like, oh, I wish I would have tried acting. Like, I, right now is the time in your life to write down everything in your journal you have always wanted or considered doing, because you need to get that out of the way before shit gets crazier. Because literally every day you get older, you're going to get more responsibilities. You're going to get more busy. You're going to have more people to cater to. You're going to have a kid one day. You're going to have a husband or a wife or whatever it is one day that you're going to have to, I guess, report to or consider. And this is the only time in your life and in my life that I haven't had to report to my parents or listen to what they say. I don't have a boss. I don't have to show up for anyone else other than myself. So this is what I'm going to do tonight, is get out my journal and write down every little dream that I've ever had. Even if it seems impossible to achieve, I encourage you to write it down, because I don't know, something about writing it down and getting it out on paper does something. That's the first step. So for me, fuck it. I'm just going to say it. Maybe I'll sign up for an acting class. Who knows? It's not even that I'm like dying to be an actor. I'm dying to be a host. But I'm like, I just want to try it. And maybe I'll be horrible at it, but at least I tried, you know? One thing I'm not going to try is singing, which I'm sure you're so sad about. So I really think I'm going to do that tonight, is write down a list of all my little desires and hopes and dreams. I'm trying to think of other things, like other than acting, that I would love to pursue. But please manifest for me that Are You Smarter Than an Influencer gets a season 3, because I just love that show so much. And I forking love the TikTok team so much. Speaking of TikTok, I have been having an absolute blast on TikTok, which I know I've been saying on these episodes for a while, but for so long I was not taking TikTok seriously because I thought it was going to take up too much of my time and it was just hard. And now it's just a part of my routine and I love it. And it's such a fun app. So if you're ever feeling discouraged about social media, or you're like, oh, I can't figure it out, my shit's not going viral. My shit's not going viral, but I'm being really intentional about only putting out content that I forking love. And I had a great time making. I'm really proud of. I'm proud of the edit. I love the text I added. Like, I'm really, I guess, putting in the work and I'm putting out content I love. And that's what's rewarding for me. I could give two shits about how it performs at this point because I love the content. And what's funny is typically when you love the content, it normally performs well. Actually, that's kind of a lie. Sometimes it flops. But I don't even care because I'm challenging myself creatively as far as filming and editing goes, and that has been an absolute blast. Okay, one thing that I wrote down in my notes that I wanted to talk about today is blocking people. And I don't just mean blocking people on the internet, because of course it's like, we've been there, we've done that. I'm actually kind of in my blocking era. I feel like Victoria Paris right now, because I feel like she had an era on TikTok, which I think is so funny, where she would just block people that gave her any negative energy, which I am the biggest supporter of. I'm like, anyone that gives me any just weird or negative energy in the slightest, I'm like, block. Because I don't have time for that energy to even enter my orbit. So I was thinking about it and how comfortable I've gotten with blocking. Because I used to be, oh my gosh, I shouldn't block because then they'll blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't even care anymore. I don't want you. I don't want to see anything about you and your negative self on my page. And it got me thinking how I've kind of unintentionally started blocking people in real life too. Like, not on the phone, but just as far as like people that have always, or even if it's once, if they've given me negative, weird energy in the slightest, I am now in my head mentally blocking them. Like, I am not letting them in. So I'll see them and I'll say hi and I'll be cordial. I'll be like, hey, what's up? But I block. Like, they don't get a piece of me, because I am a blast. I have so much to offer. I can connect you with so many people. I'm a great friend. I can encourage you. I'm a great cheerleader. I'll gas you up all day long. And that is a privilege to have someone like me in your life. And I bring great energy. If you've brought me shitty energy, the last thing I want to do is return great energy when you've given me shitty energy. So one thing I've been very, I guess, intuitive about is anyone that's been weird to me in the past, like, I feel like I used to feel bad. I'm like, because I do really like to see the good in people. I feel like I'm always trying to see what good intentions they had. But I'm so aware now of negative energy suckers that I'm mentally blocking them. So I encourage you guys to do the same. If there's someone that's just like weird or you never vibe with, or maybe like, I feel like we all have that friend that has like a really good friend and you're like, I don't get it. I don't get why they're, and it's just because you have a great intuition. They'll probably have a friendship breakup. But I used to always try and give that person a chance. Like, oh, maybe I'm the problem, you know, like give them a chance, blah, 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 blah. No, now I'm like, okay, I'm going to be nice to you and cordial to you and we'll do small talk, but nothing else. You don't get a piece of me. And the main way to get away with this is just be a good listener when you're around them. Instead of talking about you or letting them into your life, just go into theirs for a minute. Just smile and nod, listen. Listening is one of the hottest things I think about someone. Like, I am paying attention to who listens to what I say. And one, because it's such a simple and polite thing to do. And two, it's just sexy to me. Like, if you are a good listener and you bring up in 2 months something we talked about, it is so flattering. So I'm trying to be more of a good listener now because I want to give people that feeling. And people you're blocking in real life, just listen. Sit back and listen and don't let them into your life. Because when they feel like they know more of you, then they feel like they can ridicule or jump on that or give you more negative energy. So yeah, just be a good listener around the people that you are like mentally blocking in your head. We have zero time for energy suckers these days. Another thing I wanted to talk about is I'm kind of in a pickle, you guys, and I need your advice. Basically, after Italy, there's a week I'm there for the wedding, right? I'm in Italy for a week and we have that whole week booked and busy. And I want to extend my stay, but I can't decide what to do because I basically have a few options. One, there's like a girl group that's traveling afterwards, but I only really know one of the girls. So it's kind of risking, like, I trust the main girl I know, but it, you know, when you go on a trip and there's like just like that one person that like kind of ruins it the entire time. Like, not that I'm saying any of these girls will do that, but it's like, am I willing to take that risk? Because I don't even know the other three girls' names, like, if I'm being so real right now. I don't know anything about them. But my friend that invited me is, I do trust her. So I need that's one of the options, is to travel around Italy with them. I have another option to kind of travel around with a couple which I love this couple and I'm super good friends with them. But I'm like, I'm down to third wheel, like for a night out or even a weekend. But like traveling for a week, third wheeling, that just does not sound fun to me. Like I wish I had my own zaddy to be traveling with, you know, or at least a girlfriend. And then I was trying to convince my hometown friend Libby to come with me. Or even like my friends that are already be there, but they have work stuff, they can't go, whatever. And then I'm like, do I bring my mom to come travel with me? But then part of me is like, I'm 25. I want to be with another like 25-year-old single girl and just like go hit the town in Italy and be fun. Not to say that I can't do that with my mom, but it's just like the vibes are definitely different when you're traveling with a parent versus with another young girl, single girl. So let me know what you think I should do. I will keep you posted on that. But that's kind of running through my head. Literally, the trip is in, I'm not even kidding you, under 2 weeks. And I don't have this figured out. So pray for me. Why don't you? I don't know, though. I have a lot of peace about it. I'm like, I know what it's going to work out. I'm like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. When we like for realsies need to get there. Okay, I'm going to go through the questions you guys asked me on Instagram. First question is, did you enjoy cheer growing up? I'm a competitive cheerleader and love it. Yeah, I forking loved cheer. The thing I loved about cheer is that it was like super hardcore, but it was also super creative. And it was a team mentality, but it was also girly. Like I hated the part of basketball and soccer and like all of those things, like how it wasn't girly. And especially back when I was playing, I feel like now they have cute ass shit for girls basketball players or just like females in sports in general. Like, it used to be not cute. It was, like, so tomboy, like, to a fault, you know? And I don't mind a little tomboy. I mean, like, literally look at me right now. But I don't know. I love how cheer was so girly but also so challenging. And, yeah, I was obsessed with cheerleading, especially all-star cheerleading. How to deal with friends that are copying everything you wear? Oh, baby. You got to take it as a compliment. Like, you being bothered by them copying everything you wear is only hurting you. You just gotta let that shit go. Realize that you are that bitch. You are the trendsetter. And that is a cool position to be in. Wouldn't you rather be the trendsetter, the one people are following, than the follower? There you go. Mic drop. What do you like most about being talent? And what do you miss most about old positions? I think my favorite thing about being talent now is not having to stress or worry about the nitty gritty stupid shit that I always had to as someone behind the scenes, because anything that fucks up is on someone that's behind the scenes, not the talent. And everyone's just there to make the talent happy. So like, it's such a weird, it feels so unfamiliar for me being on set and being the talent, because everyone's just there to make sure I'm like good to go, or I'm happy, or I'm ready to perform like to the best of my abilities, which is so unfamiliar for me because normally I'm the one running around like a chicken with my head cut off, making sure the talent is ready to perform to the best of their abilities. So yeah, it feels very like almost uncomfortable for me, but I'm trying to enjoy it and embrace the uncomfortable part. Because I guess it's my new normal. And it truly is. I would be lying if I said, or something I've always wanted to experience. So I'm trying to make the most of it. But what I will say is I think I'm obviously biased when I say this, but I think in comparison to other talent, I have a very unique perspective because I was a producer and behind the scenes for so long. So I'm constantly thinking like a producer. And I think it makes things go smoother because I'm always thinking like, wait, did you actually get that shot, or was that a good angle, or do we need to refilm it? Like, I feel like I'm very forgiving if we need to refilm things and shit because I understand how much that means to the filmer or the editor or whatever. So I feel like I'm more laid back compared to, I guess, other talent, but I'm trying to be more outspoken and stand my ground instead of being like so agreeable, I guess. Are you on dating apps or do you meet people in real life? I feel like both. I'm definitely on the apps and I definitely meet people in real life. I'm trying to meet more people in real life though and just like not give a shit. I don't know. I feel like I'm in a good confident place right now where I literally will go up to guys in a bar and just like say some whack ass shit and start talking if I think they're cute. Or I'm more aware, oh my God, you guys, the other day I was in Whole Foods. I'm not kidding you. I was making eyes with this hot guy in Whole Foods. I swear Whole Foods has the hottest guys. But like, it's so hard because if I had their Instagram, I would slide in. But it's like in real life, I can't slide into his DMs because I don't know his forking name. So what I'm trying to do more is if I see someone really hot in real life, like I will make eye contact and like smile or smirk, because that to me is saying like, please come up to me and ask for my number or please whatever. And that shit works. You have to be very intentional about like having, you know, your batting eyes and smiling and like make sure they know you are actively putting in the work to make this eye contact, because then they know they can come up and ask for your number and it's not creepy, or your Instagram or whatever. And I never used to really be like that as much. I would be like, if they want to come up, they can come up. No, you kind of have to give men permission to come up because they're scared. They're like more scared of us than we are of them. I swear. It's like an animal or like a snake. When, you know, when they're like, they're more scared of you than you are of it. That's how guys are. You have to give them permission because they don't want to seem creepy, because that's all girls talk about is like, he's so creepy. And the last thing a guy wants to be is creepy. So definitely like look him dead in the eye and smile. It feels weird and uncomfortable, but if you want him to ask for your number, you have to do that. Favorite country singer? Oh my gosh. I like all country. I don't even have a favorite. I like all country. Wow, this is a great question. What's your favorite thing you've learned about yourself this year, and why is it your fave? Okay, there's a few things that are coming to mind. One is I definitely have some form of, I don't know what the actual diagnosis would be. I want to say it's ADHD, could be ADD. I don't even know. I don't know the difference. So please don't take what I'm saying that seriously. I definitely have one of those things. And what I've realized about myself, because I work from home for myself, I'm my own boss. When it comes to editing, you guys, I'm like a psychopath when it comes to editing. I can confidently say I'm a great editor. I know how to story tell. I know the technical skills when it comes to editing. But I cannot sit in the chair and edit well for over like 30 minutes. I have to take breaks. So what I found myself doing, this is what I learned about myself, is I will literally set my timer for 20, maybe 30 minutes to edit, which is not a long time in editing. Like sometimes I'll edit a video, I'm not even kidding you, for like 20 hours. So breaking that up into 30-minute increments or 20-minute increments is batshit crazy, but I have to do it or else the video will not be as good. So what I do is I set the timer for 20 to 30 minutes, or just whenever I start to like feel like I'm dilly-dallying, I'll get up from my computer and I have to do something with movement. So most of the times that means cleaning. Sometimes I'll go to the gym. Sometimes I'll go for a walk. Sometimes that means I'll walk and go get my lunch or go to the grocery store. Like I have to do something with movement. It could be as simple as making my bed or opening the blinds or making a coffee, but I have to get up from the chair or wherever I'm sitting editing physically, go do something for more than 5 minutes, and then I can come back. I cannot sit in the same place for longer than 30 minutes or else it's not going to be good. And it's just going to take me 10 times longer than it would if I just got up and took a break. So that's something I've learned about myself. I feel like because my last job was so sporadic and just like off the cuff, on the fly, I was constantly go, go, go and stimulated. And now that I'm like, things are just a little slower for me because I have more time to sit and edit. Like I used to not have the luxury to sit and edit for more than 5 hours just because I was too busy. But now I'm very intentional with the times I do have to edit, because I'm like, okay, I don't know. If anyone else is like that, and it doesn't have to be editing, it could be like email or whatever you do at your 9 to 5, just get up every 30 minutes and take a 5-minute break. It is the best thing ever. And I've learned that about myself, and it has been a game changer for me. I knew this, but I definitely am motivated heavily by others. So like in a workout class, I love doing life with others. I love when someone holds me accountable, and it's really important to seek out others that are doing what you want to do and who are way better at it than you are. Because for instance, right now I have like gym buddies, but they are like way fitter, way more athletic, can run way further, can lift way more than me. And I think it's always good to have friends that are doing what you want to do and they're way better at it, because so you can just inevitably learn from them or get better just by being around them. So that is something, even just when it comes to being a good person, like I want to surround myself with people that I think are phenomenal people, and I want to be more like them. So yeah, even the other day I had my friend Callie come over and she like helps me with a few things filming, but like I feel like I was just so productive and on my shit because I knew she was coming over. So now that I work for myself, I'm just very aware I am motivated by others heavily. So planning out, so for me, that means every week I need to plan out a day, like a friend can come over that motivates me or whatever to make me perform my best. I mean, obviously it's super admirable when someone is a self-starter and is disciplined, which I think I am, but there's nothing wrong with performing even better. Of course you're going to want to perform better for others. Like, no shit, when there's a hot guy in the class, you're running your ass off. So yeah, I'm just like aware that that's when I perform my best. So I've been trying to, I guess, work the system in that way. Last person you were starstruck by. Oh my God. Oh, I saw Chris Pratt. I feel like I wasn't starstruck by him though. Who was I starstruck by? I don't know. I feel like it's been a long time since I've been like genuinely starstruck by someone. I don't have the slightest clue. Are you good at goal setting? Do you have a system? Are you on track with your current goals? Yes, I honestly feel like I'm great at goal setting. Constantly, my goals are changing. I have big girl goals. Like, those are in my head are like very long-term goals. And then I have a goal that I could accomplish today. Like, I have goals all over the spectrum. I always have a running list in my notes app. I highly recommend you do the same. Am I on track with my current goals? I'd say yeah, but I don't follow them to a T. Like, I don't sweat over them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. But I am periodically going back into my notes app, adding, changing things, crossing things off. I think it's always good to have. Favorite brand at the moment? Dude, I've been forking loving Revolve. Like, their shit has been hitting different. Where else have I been loving? Reformation, I guess. I love them, but like I just went there and some of the stuff I didn't love. In the umbrella of brands I love Reformation. Oh, Free People. That's what I've been obsessed with lately. Free People Movement, Free People Regular, like their shit is popping off. I love it. I love the fit. It's trendy, but it's classic. The quality is amazing. Yeah, Free People. Biggest motivator right now. Honestly, this is going to sound so cheesy, but I feel like myself. Like, I know exactly the feeling I want to have in the gym or in a work setting or whatever. And I'm like, that is what I am craving, that feeling. And that's motivating the hell out of me. Best lip combo for the summer. Okay, Benetint. The dark pink Benetint, not the red, the dark pink. And then the Summer Fridays lip butter on top. If you follow me on TikTok, which if you don't, you should definitely go follow me. You know that already. Follow me on TikTok and follow the Making Moves TikTok. Who would play you as yourself in a movie? I just have to say Reese Witherspoon. I know she's older than me, but just her energy and her vibe, I feel like I resonate with so much and I want to be her. So I would hope maybe a young Reese Witherspoon. Nowadays, I'm like, who is an actor that would play me? I don't even know. Favorite sweatsuits. Ooh, I love Aviator Nation. I actually really like the Set Active sweatsuits. I feel like they fit really well. Unpopular opinion, I don't love Aritzia's sweats. Yeah, I would say Aviator Nation's my fave. How to make friends when I work in a male-dominated field. I think you just need to make friends outside of work like anyone else does. Like, go to things that you're interested in, like a class on something you're interested in. It could literally be pottery. It could literally be a poem class. It could literally be a workout class. One of those, I guarantee you'll meet someone else that's similar to you who's a girl that you can become friends with. And just don't be afraid. Like, go up and just compliment her and then you'll start talking. Would you ever consider dyeing your hair darker? No, probably not. Just because I am a natural blonde, like, it's definitely naturally a darker blonde now, but I don't want to ruin my hair. And it's so hard to get back to your natural color, and just everyone says to not do that. And honestly, I have zero desire to go brunette. I'm such a blonde girly at heart, And it's just not in my personality. I feel like I don't have like that like hot brunette like look. I'm like bubbly. I'm fun. Like I feel like I'm just more of a blonde. Brunettes are like so hot and sexy. I feel like that's not natural for me. I'm like the more the bubbly type. What was your favorite movie as a kid? Ooh, this is the last question I'm going to answer. It was, I'm forgetting the name of it. It was the movie where, it was like a Disney original movie where the guy turns into a mermaid. And I'm forgetting the name of it. But if you know, comment it down below. Maybe The 13th Year? Is that what it's called? I think that's what it's called. And he basically like, he has a hose and he accidentally gets water on him and then it turns into a fin and it's like about mermaids. I just love mermaids. I also love Aquamarine. Great movie. What else did I love growing up? Shark Tale. Anything fish related, I guess. I'm like obsessed with under the sea and the ocean, and it makes sense because I'm a Cancer baby. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this chaotic episode. I know I did. I feel like I like got my, I feel like I just had a therapy session. So that was amazing. Comment down below if you want more episodes like this. I have been just so grateful with the amount of positive comments and views and energy and whatever that has been towards these solo episodes. I'm just like not even gonna lie. I get pretty nervous recording them because I'm like, what the fork am I saying? I feel like I'm questioning everything, especially just like with TikTok now. I'm like, are things gonna get clipped and just like seem off or like the wrong way or not how I meant it or whatever? And I don't know. I so appreciate you guys being so supportive of the solo episodes, because I am a words of aff girly. So you leaving those words of affirmation in the comments, I'm reading them, I'm replying. I appreciate y'all so much. Don't forget to follow me on everything at TK's Juicy Polls, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And follow our Making Moves podcast account on TikTok, because we are blowing up, and Instagram. And I love you all so much. Be sure to make someone's day this week. Actually, take the time, go out of your way, make someone else's day, because it'll make you feel just as good. Love you guys. Peace.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.